Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Gopi Jana Radha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana Jamunati Ravanatani Jamunati Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga Mai ki, Yamuna Mai ki, Samvita Bhaktavinda. Glorious to the assembled devotees, glorious to the devotees, all glorious to the assembled devotees, all glorious to Guru Granga, Gopamanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're up to the first canto, chapter 10, verse 14. Nyarundan ud galad bashpam. Otkantya divaki sute Nyaryatya garam no badram Iti syad bandhavastriya Nyarundan udgalad bashpam Otkantha Devaki Sute Nyiryatya Garan Nobadram Iti Sya Bandhavastriya Nyarundan Udgalad Bashpam Otkantya Devaki Sute Niryatya Garam Nobadram Iti Syad Bandhavastriya
Thank you.
Nyarundam. Checking with great difficulty. Udgala. Overflowing. Bashpam. Tears. Odkantya. Because of great anxiety. Devaki Sute. Unto the son of Devaki. Niryati. Having come out. Agara. From the palace. Na. Not. Abhadram. Inauspiciousness. Iti. Thus. Sya. May happen. Bandava. Relative. Striya. Ladies. Translation. The female relatives, whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna, came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. Purport. There were hundreds of ladies in the palace of Hastinapur. All of them were affectionate to Krishna. All of them were relatives also. When they saw that Krishna was going away from the palace for his native place, they were very anxious for him, and as usual, tears began to roll down their cheeks. They thought at the same time that tears at that moment might be a cause of misfortune for Krishna, therefore they wanted to check them. This was very difficult for them because the tears could not be checked. Therefore, they smeared the tears in their eyes, and their hearts throbbed. Therefore, ladies who were the wives and daughters-in-law of those who died in the battlefield never came in direct contact with Krishna, but all of them heard of him and with great activities, and his great activities, and thus they thought of him, talked of him, his name, fame, etc. And because affectionate and became like those who are in direct contact. Therefore, directly or indirectly, anyone who thinks of Krishna, talks of Krishna, or worships Krishna becomes attached to him. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between his name, form, quality, etc. Our intimate relation with Krishna can be confidentially revived by our talking of, hearing of, or remembering him. It is so done due to spiritual potency. Om Gyanata Manandasya Gananjana Sarakaya Chaksamitan Jena Tasma Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtan Tapitan Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Mayam Jadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gura Shri Yuta Pata Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Vaganatam Mitam Kang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitam Scha. Hey Krishna Kuna Sindhau Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopeshi Gopika Kavanda Radha Kantana Murti Vanchakapata Rubhishtha Kipa Sindhau Beva Chakti Tanam Pavani Do Vaishnavi Do Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nyarandan udgalad bashpam okantya devaki sute niryat yagaram no badram iti shadbandavas triyo. The female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So the tears are important in this verse. And the ladies, Prabhupada says, as usual, as usual, tears began to roll down their cheeks, which means that there was a lot of crying going on for Krishna. And we find that in the Shastra, there's a lot of crying going on. One should cry for Krishna. Here they're trying to suppress the tears. They think it's going to be an inauspicious thing. although we don't find that transcendentally, there's a contradiction, because when Mahaprabhu was, for instance, embracing Sanatana Goswami, wasn't considered inauspicious in any way, that his body was full of these dripping sores. So there's a well-known shloka there in the Chaitanyamrita, Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra, A Manodam. One thinks, especially in the material sense, there's anything inauspicious or auspicious. Kaviraj Goswami emphasizes the material world, everything is actually inauspicious. But that's materially. But even spiritually, of course, Mahaprabhu also sometimes, many times, we don't know, he's Mahaprabhu, we're insignificant, he was suppressing tears. At one moment, tears were flooding his eyes, galadushu dharaya, like a syringe coming out, even washing the devotees in the crowd at Ratyatra, for instance. So many tears were pouring out. So it is also said that Mahaprabhu, as a householder, was not doing puja regularly like other householders, because his cloth would be soaked with tears. So unfortunately, we don't have that problem. I don't have that problem. That crying, too much crying. But Narottam Das Thakur, for instance, he is aspiring to cry, Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharya, Hari Hari bolite nayani bhavi near. Nayani bhavi near means, when will my eyes be filled with tears? Even someone as exalted as Narottam, if we read about his leelas, his pastimes, Narottam, he was crying a lot, but he's still praying for the day will cry by chanting the name Goranga, Goranga bolite habe. So, also in the Bhagavatam, described in the second canto, that nice verse, Tadashmasharam Hridayam Bhate Dham, Vikrihaman Harinam Hridayai. There's a long list, it's a chapter 3, if you read second canto. Taravakim Najivanti Bastarakim Nasakam. The trees, they live, but you're living, you're wasting your human life. If you don't take your legs and walk to the temple, then they're also like, legs are like tree stumps or something. Bile Bhattara Kama Vikramani. Nice verses. Many times they're all quoted together. And then at the very end, the last one describes that, and even after chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, if one doesn't cry, that means Ashmasalam Hridayam, but his heart is just like, Ashmasalam means steel frame. Sometimes Asma means stone. It could mean, of course, iron comes from stone, so there's no contradiction, but if somebody wants to get picky, but iron ore and all this stuff comes from the ground, from the earth. So Prabhupada also mentioned when speaking about that verse, he said, so apparently having heart replacement, because heart replacement was already there during Prabhupada's time, or the heart would be made of steel or something. Just now there was one devotee, he had a heavy surgery in his heart, and 25 years ago he had gotten surgery. At least not his whole heart was replaced, but the one valve, and so he was very weak. Anyway, he had to have a second surgery, but the first surgery was made of metal and plastic. So this was causing, well, you can imagine, it's not very good. So he had the second surgery, which was some other, like, organic part of a pig, you know, like that. So the one doctor, I was talking to one doctor, and he said, actually, most of his problems are from his first surgery, because it was 25 years ago, more primitive like that. So, but Prabhupada mentions that they had steel-framed hearts even during the day of the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami's time. So that means that anybody would be having a steel-framed heart if he doesn't cry, Netra Jalam Gatra Hey Shuharsha. Netra Jalam is tears don't come out. So there, then Prabhupada also expands and starts talking about all the aparadhas. There's so many aparadhas that are causing the heart to remain steel frame. And those aparadhas are mentioned also in the 8th chapter of Adi Lila, where they're quoted, Satam Nindanam Aparadham. They're causing our heart to remain steel frame. Blaspheming the pure devotees. I mean, of course, people in ISKCON, they don't blaspheme. They know about this, but every outside people, they may be blaspheming, supposedly, hopefully. But one is considers himself a great offender if he's not making advancement, if we're not crying. Especially one cries. Everyone has a chance to cry during the spiritual master disappearance day or other spiritual masters. Pasani Kuti Bo Mata, that also said by Narottam Das Thakur, that he's bashing, wants to bash his head against the stone entering the fire, such separation from a spiritual master. So one should, we're given a chance at least then to cry for the spiritual master. We don't know Krishna, we may not cry. But we know that we can study the spiritual master's literature, and there's so many chances for reading about the crime. Yeah, real quick.
Question. Can you read the purport again, please?
Read the whole purport again? No, we'll do that.
The purport is only like a sentence or two. Could you please read the purport again?
The whole purport? Okay, you want to hear that? It says, the female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. It's supposed to be up there, but it disappeared. So the idea of causing misfortune by the tears, we don't exactly know the mentality of these queens. It says here that they didn't get to see directly Krishna, but sometimes they would go up on the roof and they could see from a distance. They didn't interact with Krishna directly. But when we read and hear Evam Satata Yukta, there's so many verses in the Gita where Krishna is describing Maya Sakta Manaparta Yogami. One should have his mind attached to Krishna. Doesn't say he has to directly see Krishna, but Krishna appears in his name. That's why we're talking about the holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavig. Suda Purna Nitya Mukto. It is actually pure and is full, non-different from Krishna. Benatram Nama Nami No. So Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, especially in some of their verses, they describe Vacha Vachaka. That it's easy to worship the holy name as opposed to the form of Krishna. The name of Krishna is important. And when Uddhava came to visit with the gopis in Vrindavan, he had a message from Krishna, and Krishna said, I know that some of you didn't even get to see me. Some of the gopis did see Krishna. They were feeling great separation, and some didn't, but it doesn't matter, he said. He even told the gopis that when in the forest of Vrindavan, that by thinking of me chanting my name, it is as good or better than being with me. And I disappeared just to make your attachment stronger. So this is the science of bhakti as given to us, this sambho, viyog, attachment, detachment, viraha. Mahaprabhu is feeling this viraha. He's always crying for Krishna. Where is Krishna? And even we read this morning, the six Goswamis in the prayers, the Hey Rod, Hey Vrija Deviki, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? They're not seeing Krishna even. They're getting a glimpse, sporty, of Krishna, they like that. We don't think they're getting, but they're always hankering after this. So Rupa Goswami is saying, Na prema shavanari bhakti rupi vayogotur vayash. I don't have any prema. And there's a natural position of the bhaktas, Kaviraj Goswami says, Nahi premira sabab. They don't think they have even a slight ganda, a scent of love of Krishna. So even though we might think, oh, we don't have a scent of love, but according to Kaviraj Goswami, that means you're making some advancement if you don't. Na prema gandoshti dorati mehara. Another verse that Mahaprabhu is quoting, it might be from Karnamrita, I'm not sure. I don't have a scent of Krishna. If I had any love for Krishna, I could not remain in this material world. So even though these queens, they're suppressing their tears, but still the idea is that one should express in many places in Bhagavatam and in all the Shastras, especially in Bhagavatam, there's great crying, even in this chapter, even in the first few chapters before this. Narad Muni was also crying prema akshara, his eye, prema kala akshara. He was crying for Krishna. He went out into the forest. He was following what the sages had told him. Sankirt jamana muni bhiya mahatma bhiya. The Mahatma sages, where he lived, in his whatever house he had, they had come there and they had instructed him. He was a very submissive boy. So when his mother left her body, he just went out into the forest to search for Krishna, and he was sitting, and then Krishna actually appeared and then disappeared, and he heard that Krishna speak that I won't appear to you. I'll have to, just to make your love stronger. So if we're not, when Mahaprabhu saw Krishna in the form of the deity, the deity is none different. The vigraha is also incarnation of Krishna. When he came to Jagannath Puri exhibiting all these satika bhav, and he fainted completely. The guards thought he had left his body. They were going to just beat him and take him outside like something. You know, no idea. Until Sarvabhauma came. Wait a minute. Whoa. Of course, when Sarvabhauma got realization of Lord Chaitanya, he was crying in ecstasy. This, so many times like that. When the son of Prataparuga came, he was sent there because Prataparuga Maharaj could not meet with Lord Chaitanya at that time. But he sent his son, Atmajam, the son is, the father's born as the son. So Mahaprabhu was feeling such ecstasy seeing the son, because the son reminded him of Krishna. And therefore he was in ecstasy, and the boy became, he was seemingly an ordinary prince before that, and then he became transformed. He was crying in ecstasy. So sometimes Mahaprabhu shows this crying, other times he is. The last so many years in the Gambhira, then he's crying, and not just crying, but grinding his face. And it's not even heard of anywhere in the Shastras. Kaviraj Goswami says that repeatedly. We have never heard, you cannot read that anywhere. Of course, Radharani, you can read something, but even then, the six Goswamis were revealing. But still, Mahaprabhu's symptoms of ecstasy, of separation, were such that he was grinding his face against the wall, crying in pools. It said that his tears would fill up in the Puri temple. There's one place there near the, he used to stand, and their tears would flood there. So Mahaprabhu, sometimes he would retract his ecstasy, but sometimes he will be showing complete ecstasy. And Kishore yesterday was talking about the meeting of Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri. They're crying in ecstasy sometimes for hours and hours. So much, it seems incredible when you read about it. Actually, there are times when Prabhupada was crying also. In Henry Street one time, when he first came there in Brooklyn in 72, and he introduced this Jai Radha Madhava. You can hear on one recording, he says, do you know this song, Jai Radha Madhava? I mean, actually we had this song ever since I think I joined 2 years before, we had this song. But what Prabhupada meant was the tune, we sang some little bit concocted tune maybe. But he had introduced the tune in Chicago and India first, but a more bona fide actual tune. So he said, do you know this song? Jai Radha Madhava, like that. Then he started to sing, but I used to stay up near the deities and probably be in the front. But the devotees told me tears were coming, shooting out, and his Vaivaranya, this is one of the symptoms, that his bodily color was changing from light to deep and then light again like that. Not only the tears were coming out, they said, really coming out, just like in those days they didn't even read, they didn't even have Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there was some idea that this was so, but Prabhupada would usually repress. So you can imagine how many times Prabhupada repressed this ecstasy. Tears is shooting out, changing color. Throat is throbbing, okantya described. So another part of the Bhagavatam, Yachcha Vrajanta Nimisham, in the third canto, description of Vaikuntha, how Lord Brahma is speaking, that this is the qualification of the devotee, that he should cultivate the tears. Those persons who are eligible for Vaikuntha, when they don't care for ordinary regulations, they're beyond the ordinary regulation, but their throats choke up, gadgadaya, otkanta, the same words are used, bashpa kalaya. Vaiklavya bashpa kalaya. All these symptoms, when they're there, that means he's eligible to go to Vaikuntha. Of course, sometimes we hear that Vaikuntha you go by only Vidhi Marg. But there, Brahma is saying, no, you want to go Vaikuntha, you have to be, there's a higher bar than that. Vaiklavya bashpa kalaya. Tears flowing, and this throat is choked up. One is in anxiety for Krishna. But Samasta Vaikuntha, Shiromana Shri, Vishwanath Chakravarti said, the sum total of Vaikuntha, even though we might read Vaikuntha, but Gaudiya Vaishnavas read Goloka there. Goloka Namni, Goloka Damni. That's one of the Vrindavan, Vrinde Namaste, Charanavarinda, Vrindastakam. So Brahma says that those persons are eligible to go to Vaikuntha when they have this desire. Otherwise, those who are remaining in the material world, there's also tears. Shokashu Shagaram Vishosham. In Kapila Dev's description and 28th chapter, 13. Yeah, I think so. All these descriptions of the yogi. The yogi is also the devotee. Hasam hariya avanata kila loka ti rashokashu shagaram vishoshanam atidara. One meditating on the smile, just like these queens or these ladies, some of them are widows as described. Some of them are daughters. People have died in that Kurukshetra, but still they're crying for Krishna. And they're meditating on just by hearing it. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti vikshnasas smananti nandanti tavehita jana. Kunti Devi in her prayer, she's saying, one who chants, hears, or just hears others chanting. So if one, Prabhupada always says that the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata, it's not that one, only Arjuna is can hear that, no. Or only Shukadeva heard Bhagavatam, and it's not null and void. That's why it's living, that's why we're reading and relishing it. Navam, navam, again and again, it's newer and newer. It's always pleasing. Ruchiram, navam, navam. Pleasing now. One who has relished this Bhagavatam, we heard even once hearing the verse a couple days ago. Sakrid akanya rochanam, even only hearing once the holy name kirtyamanam yasho yasha, or hearing the glories of Krishna in the Bhagavatam, he never forgets. Even if Narada Muni says navayajano jatu katanchana vrajan smaram nakundan rupa guhanam, even one falls down, but he never can forget, even whatever lifetime, the nectar, rasagraho jana. He's tasted once the rasa of Krishna consciousness, of Bhagavatam, the holy name. Again and again he'll think of it. Nahi triptasya, or in the end of the Bhagavatam there's that verse that says, saram, what is it? Srimad Bhagavatam ishate. What is that verse? That he gets a taste, tadrasamrita triptasya. One who's satisfied with hearing Bhagavatam, nanyatra kvachit, he doesn't have any desire to hear something else. Was it? Sarvedanta sharam hishi bhagavatam ishate. It is the essence of all knowledge, Veda. Prabhupada also said Veda means knowledge, all knowledge. Veda means all knowledge. But Krishna says, Ameva Vedyo Vedanta Krit. I am the compiler of all this knowledge, and I'm telling you the essence of the knowledge. When in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, we didn't get to that part yet. But Samudrucha Manishaya, Sukadeva Goswami, he gave the essence of the Bhagavatam. He also didn't necessarily have to personally see Krishna, but by hearing it when he was in the womb, Parinishthitopi Naigunya, he was finished with all material activity, all material quality. Parinishthitopi Naigunya Uttama Shloka Lila. He heard, so by hearing Akane, even one time hearing, don't stop them from chanting. Prabhupada said, everyone must chant Bhagavatam, it is as good as Hare Krishna. And just see this verse in Prabhupada giving the purport, each verse. On our own, we could read this verse and we wouldn't be able to understand why they're crying, why are they crying? They didn't see Krishna, but they're smearing. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Guru More Murka Deki, Karila Shashan, Mahaprabhu told to Prakashanda all those my bodies. My Guru chastised me that don't worry about Vedanta, you chant. So then Chaitanya Guru said, after I chanted so many things, how many times I said, Kiba mantra dilo goshai, kiba mantra ba. What kind of mantra did you give me? Now I'm going mad, I'm crying, and I'm rolling on the ground, and this is really... Sanatana Goswami says, it is a magic, so he compares it to some kind of magic mantra. So, mantra bhat, what is that verse? Nama sankirtanam proktam krishnasya prema sampadi. Because it causes prema just by the chanting. So the only thing standing in the way is a lot of material desires and aparads. But then Kaviraj Goswami says, don't worry about that. Nityananda bolite hoy, Krishna prema doy, ole ashokalang, ashu ganga boy. If you take the name of Nittai, Nityananda bolite hoy, Krishna prema doy, you'll get prema. If you're somehow offensive in chanting Hare Krishna, never mind. If you chant the names of Nittai Gaur, that's why we chant the name Nittai. Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga, Nittai Gauranga. Ashu ganga boy. Then tears will come from your eyes like the Ganga, Ashru Ganga boy. So Mahaprabhu is encouraging also. First, if we get the tears, then we'll worry about suppressing them. First things first. Therefore, he says, Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda, Ugaitam Nimishena Chakusha Prabhashaitam. I'm thinking it is like a talked about yesterday. The universe is void that without Krishna, Govinda Varahiname. Nayanangala Dushudhare Vajanangad Vidhare. When will there be tears flowing? If anyone has tears flowing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tears flowing. Still, he's giving that. Only 8 shlokas, 2 of them talk about tears flowing. there must be, you know, there must be something to it. Nayanangala dashu daraya vadananga pulakar nichitam vapukadab. When will that time come? Rupa Goswami says, evamvata sapya namakircha jatanaraga chutachitu. When the heart melts, then tears flow. And heart melts when we pray to Nityananda. And what is Nityananda? Nityananda is saying, Ha Padma Sutta Dayadra Hridaya Vashplaika Bhadutama. Why should we pray to Nityananda? Because he is the best of friends. Prabodhananda Saraswati is describing very, very amazingly. Ha Vishvambara Ha Maharasamaya Premaika Sampanni Days. Ocean of love, of rasa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nitai is, his heart is breaking. He's the best of friends. Bandhuta. Uttama Bandha. Here, talk the word Bandha. So, we all have that relation. We're in that family of Nityananda. And he's the Uttama Bandha. So, otherwise, we were describing the verse that Kapila Dev was giving. Those who bow to Krishna, seeing the wonderful smile, Hasam Hariya, the smiling face of Krishna, Hasam Hariya Avanataka Loka Tibra Shokashu Shagara Vishoshan Matudara. There is an ocean of tears, Ashu Sagara, of why? For lamentation. Whole material universe means there's so much crying. So much crying. And you get a, sometimes you get that, if you go like, sometimes you hear crying, you know, they try to not show this on the news, but there's so much crying. Sometimes by, they'll show some report, you see people are crying, they're hungry, starving, they're being bombed. They don't want to show people this, just, you know, but it's going on. Or you get a little taste. I was in the emergency ward, people were almost crying. You know, it was too crowded, nobody could get in, they're suffering like anything. Old ladies who can't walk, and they're waiting 6 hours to see the doctor in the emergency ward. And this is a very high-grade area. Imagine how it is all over the world, people crying, lamentation, dying, COVID, this, that, so many diseases. So, Kapila Dev says, so gosh, we saw that on this. This meditation on Krishna's smile, Krishna's name, it dries up the ocean of tears. And not only that, Sammohanaya, this meditation charms Cupid for the sake of the sages. That sloka is very amazing there. Evam haro bhagavati patilabdha bhavo. And then the same symptoms are described when one follows this description of Kapila Dev. Brahmaji is giving the description. Mahaprabhu is showing the example. They're crying, the hearts are melted. And Prahlad Maharaj, he's also prema gadgadaya vacha vidayekshana. And before his offering these prayers in the 7th canto, 9th chapter, describes that Susamahita, he fixed on Lord Nrisimhadev. It's not like he didn't know about Krishna, Krishna Matir. Krishna was in his mind before he saw Narasingha. But so his heart is melted. And he describes, Prabhupada's quoting in his prayers, a very important prayer, Evam Janana Patitam Prabhavahi Kupe. That Prahlad Maharaj is saying that he's fallen in a pit of snakes surrounded by demons. Therefore he says, how could I give up the service of my spiritual master, Narada Muni? And so Narada Muni is very compassionate, full of compassion for, and Prahlad Maharaj, we're following in this line of these devotees, the heart is breaking like that Vasudeva Dutta. Vasudev Dutta, his heart was breaking, and he was crying, seeing the living energy. He's crying in ecstasy, but he's so much in ecstasy, and he's so compassionate, he's telling Lord Chaitanya directly, if you think they're so sinful, give me their sins more. Bidahidya, bidare, my heart is breaking. When the heart becomes so soft that it's breaking, just like in the line of Chaitanya, they're crying, seeing the... So they're also crying, but they're not... They have a super transcendental lamentation. There's not this mundane lamentation. Prabhupada was crying, he was seeing some kids eating out of the rejected salpata plates, or the plates we had in Mayapur thrown over the side. We used to throw them over the side of the veranda. So the kids used to come and fighting with dogs just for the remnants. But Prabhupada was crying. Then we must build Prasadam Pavilion, and no one from 10 miles around will go hungry and serve out the khichdi like that. So this is the Vaishnava. Okay, so... if there's any... Right. One time, Urjaswat Prabhu taught us how to cry. He said to bow down before Srila Prabhupada and repeatedly say, feeling, please, 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 until we cry and we know what we're crying for. It works. I've tried it. The secret is not to stop thinking it doesn't work. So if I keep your phone, will you cry?
Maybe.
So when we chant...
Wait.
You mentioned about, you know, praying to Lord Nityananda. So did Prabhupada institute that when we chant to say, you know, the Panchatattva mantra in between?
He didn't say to chant every single time. That was resolved, I think, in one of Harishari's books. It's not mandatory to chant. But before we do kirtan, especially, and before doing japa, one should chant and pray like that as much as possible. It's not hard and fast that one has to chant a Panchatattva mantra before each round. Yeah, people think that's okay. There's nothing wrong, Prabhupada said, but it's not mandatory.
Because it seems like with the crying, I guess I don't know Krishna well enough, you know, to cry. It's like it's easier.
That's why we have our prayers. Tadira chana sevi bhakti sannivas, janame janame oye abhilas. Narottama is saying there that he's describing Sri Chaitanya Nityananda, Sri Advaita Sita, coming down, Yadavaya, Madhavaya, and coming down, but Prabhupada said we can't approach directly. Mm-hmm. Even in that song, Gauranga Bolite Habe, Pulaka Sharia, it is saying that one should Arakabe Nitai Chan. Therefore, we're asking for the mercy of Nitai, because we're not even directly going to Lord Chaitanya, we're going through Nityananda, and we get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, we don't even get that directly, but he's saying, then Arakabe Rupa Raghunatha Pare, like that. We have to worship Rupa Raghunath. And when will I be, Narottama is saying, when will I be attracted to so eager Akuti to read, study? In fact, that was funny because sometimes we hear, Prabhu, I only read Prabhupada's books. Okay, you only read Prabhupada's book? That's good. How about you check out Adilila chapter 8? I was looking there. And so Prabhupada was describing, we should be eager to read books of the Goswamis. He said, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava. He said there. He said, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, okay. But so said that even in the beginning of Krishna book, he said, there are so many books to develop your bhav, like the Krishna Bhavanamrita by Vishwanath. Like that. So it's mentioned, you read Prabhupada's book. Well, what happened? Did you? It's true. Everything's been consolidated. Those who, there's no infraction that if you don't read other book, yeah. But he did say that in his book. If his book is meant for instruction, then that instruction is also there.
For most of us, it seems like, you know, our emotion and our tears come when we're hearing about Prabhupada, you know, we're hearing about all the austerities when he first came, everything he did, or just when you hear Prabhupada memories, the tears seem to flow very, very easily.
But if we chant that song, for instance, what is it? Acharya Prachur, what is it? Karuna Prachur, what is the beginning? The disappearance. Jainilo Prema Dana Karuna Prachur, then that mercy is flowing through all those acharyas. So we'll think, and the more you study, this is what Prabhupada gives the definition of translation in a tape. That vidyavadu jivanam, sometimes discussion is there, whether it was knowledge. Yes, Prabhupada said, the more you read, study vidyavadu jivanam, this is the life of all transcendental knowledge. The holy name is the life of all transcendental knowledge. And the more you develop that knowledge, just like when we join in the beginning, we have no much knowledge. We just hear something vague, then it becomes clearer. You can develop your knowledge. Or Kaviraj Goswami says, Kori Premadan, he says, Vichare Kori Premadan. The more you study Mahaprabhu's pastimes, the more you develop love of God. So why should we not study it? We study, you read it, you study it, you hear it. Chintitam, chintitam, bhaktas, chaitanya, chaitanya. Always think of Chaitanya's pastimes, qualities. He says, Shuyata, Shuyata, Bhaktas, Chintita, hearing, always hear it, always speak it, always meditate on Mahaprabhu's pastimes. One time I went to the Panihati festival, must have been just after Prabhupada left, 78 or 9. So at that time I think ISKCON didn't have any place there, but we got lost too. I mean, it's like hot in the van. I had one little window in a Matador van like this, and get some air. And no such thing as shock absorbers in that sometime. But anyway, we got lost. We must have traveled 7 hours in a like 100-degree van, no air. And we finally got to Panihati. It was so crowded. This is such a place of ecstasy where where Nittai organized the Chiradayi festival. And so there were people, yeah, you could see why people couldn't sit on the banks of the river. It was so crowded. And they were in the Ganga, but the people who were not in the Ganga, they were just as wet. Maybe not from tears, but it was so hot they were sweating. But everybody was reading. There were groups of people reading Chaitanya Charita in Bengali and Chaitanya Charita, other books, and just groups, and everybody was chanting in ecstasy like that. Just group after group, we couldn't see the end of them. And we didn't get any chiradahi either. We went someplace and got some rice and dal. Somebody fed us on the end. But they had it. If you want that, you have to go to Atlanta, join that festival. Anything else?
Thank you, Prabhu. I love your class. You're such a pandit. You know, in the Shastras, you always hear the woman crying, like the woman I mentioned here, they're crying.
As usual, Prabhupada.
As usual. but when you hear the Vaishnava songs, like Narottam Das Thakur, he simply want to weep and hit his head against, you know. So you hear the men crying, but in the Shastra, you always hear the woman crying. Is there... Are they more soft-hearted or something?
What is the verse in Bhakti Sanam Rasimha? Mishrinato... Samyak Mashrinato. Yeah, so the heart is melting. That's one of the symptoms. It's not man or woman or anybody, but when the heart melts, then tears come. that should be, you know, so many description or some description in that Bhakta Samrita Sindhu, the heart becoming like melted honey, is like sometimes like butter. Which one was better? Who knows? But it's melting, nevertheless. So, but it doesn't designate men and women. It's not reserved only. Women have more emotional. They may not be always crying, you know, on the highest transcendental level. So sometimes they are, of course.
Do you want to let the group to cry?
Anyway, it says Brahmaji's saying there in the 15th chapter, in the third canto, that those persons that whose throats choke up and heart and they have all the symptoms, they become eligible. Doesn't say men and women, of course. Gadgadaraya, gadgadgira means choking. Gadgada means like when you can't talk properly, like Lord Chaitanya is saying, jug, 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 gug, gug, gug. Swaha. Growing up Bengali, it's quite easy to understand about crying being inauspicious while someone is leaving for a trip. That means separation. Was the son of King Prataparudra, who looked like Krishna, the brother of the one that had a neck idiosyncrasy? This came up recently. This is funny. Who put Gopinath Patanjali? I guess he, you know, he was a king. He may have had so many wives that we're not sure how the relation or which prince. Obviously, the prince that Lord Chaitanya embraced and fell down in ecstasy crying may not have been the same prince, that other prince who put Gopinath Patanayaka on the changa. Then, of course, if anyone doesn't know the changa, which they may still have it somewhere, is swords sticking straight up, and they put you on a platform, then they pull away the platform, and boom, you fall on the swords. That could ruin your day. So he was up. The Bharojan means the highest, but he was the one who's going to become the king. He's the top, oldest prince, Bharojan. Yeah, it was funny. He had the idiosyncrasy that Bharojan prince, and he, Gopinath Patanayaka was collecting a tax collector, but this Bharojan, he accused that Gopinath Patanayaka, of course, the brother of Ramananda Roy, they're like the five Pandavas. And Lord Chaitanya said, you're like the five Pandavas. And he's Bhima. Well, where does it say who's who? In the Gargashtha. Anyway, he's Bhima. So he was put up because this Bharojan thought that he was stealing money, misappropriating money. Anyway, that's a long story, but basically speaking, he got put up on the changa by this prince. So Lord Chaitanya asked, he asked one of his servants, who was it he asked? What was Gopinath doing when he was on the changa? So they said he was chanting Hare Krishna, like, and counting on his fingers. So Lord Chaitanya didn't do anything. He kept saying, I'm leaving this place. I'm going Lalanath now because you're bothering me with all this mundane thing. Gopinath's on changa. This is all mundane. Better he shouldn't have, you know, squandered the king's money and all that. But the Bharojan, he told this prince, the oldest prince of Bharata, that, look, I have these amazing horses. I'm going to give you these horses. And then I'll gradually give you the money back. So it's okay. But that prince, he wasn't going for it. He said, I don't think the horses are worth that much. They're not that great. But these were Arabian horses. They weren't even, came from a long way of, supposedly amazing horses. So Gopinath was quite not too happy with it. So he said, look, these horses are first class, and they don't look up at the sky, because that prince had this idiosyncrasy that he would look up like this. He had a tick. He would look up like this sometimes. So Gopinath said, these horses are first class, and they don't look up at the sky. I mean, he's the prince, he's not the king after all. Gopinath might have been 10 years older than we don't know, but the etiquette, he felt like he had the license to. But, so the prince, you know, had some retribution there. And he wasn't, let's say he wasn't Advaishta Sarvabhutanam. He wasn't a pure devotee. And Maitra Karuna. He wasn't full of mercy and friendly to everyone, so he decided to put him up on the chanda. Anyway, it turned out okay for Gopinath. He got his salary doubled, and he got a beautiful chatter from the king. Okay. Guru Govinda Maharaj wrote, this is also from Swaha. Guru Govinda wrote about crying. Also, Krishna says in the Gita that he spoke to Arjuna because he's a friend and devotee, but the Kurus heard that they were dead already. I thought that too, that it was from another wife. Okay. What is this dead already? I don't get that part, but he spoke to Arjuna. And in fact, Sanjaya, when he's describing this to Dhritarashtra, he's saying that I'm feeling all the symptoms of ecstasy just thinking of this Samvad, Krishna Arjuna, and my, when I think of it again and again, Mahul Mahul, I am, he was probably crying, didn't say he was crying, but he was in ecstasy, and his hairs were pulaka. Usually they go together, that pulaka, katanga, your bodily is shaking. These are symptoms of satika bhav. So, okay, but I didn't get that exactly. Pran, you get that exactly about the Arjuna and about the message. I'm not sure about the message, but we can talk about it some other time. Anything else? Microphone.
One person made a comment about crying being inauspicious, but we know crying in some circumstances is auspicious. I mean, we think of like stoicism and Krishna going into battle, and there might be. Even then Arjuna cried, and in times of peace, we also see the gopis are crying as Krishna is leaving. So I don't know what the comment about...
Oh, her comment was that it's they're very more emotional, like Bengalis. She came from Bengali culture. So she was saying that it's common that when someone's leaving, not only in Bengal, it's all over the world, she said Bengal, but people cry. You're going away, your daughter's going away. Just like when Devahuti was brought by her parents, the Swayambhuva Manu, and left with Kardama Muni, they were crying because they won't see her anymore. That's another thing. Nowadays, we're not, even then in India, I don't know if that happens all the time, but he was definitely a sage living in the forest, so they weren't going to see their daughter, forever. Then they were crying. Yeah, of course. Goes to the father's house. So, you see them, but so much. So there's always a crying there. So. And there's other reasons for crying. Someone's going off to the war. The women are definitely going to be crying.
I think my interpretation of it is we're told Krishna is the supreme controller. So Krishna helps us understanding, thinking, and speaking with his mercy, with his love, with his compassion and grace. And so when we see Krishna historically, he's leaving the gopis. I can relate to that because I can see in some sort. I mean, here at the ashram we're blessed because there's more of Krishna's consciousness. But in other places in the world, and because Krishna isn't, sometimes we perceive Krishna as not present, then making sure that we and the others around us are able to understand and think and speak freely is difficult. So how can we maintain our intellect? I fully believe chanting Hare Krishna purifies and helps purify.
So what was the question?
Around us.
Yeah, how can we maintain our intellect?
If you allow me.
Yeah. Okay. You're getting to it.
So in continuing mantra, how can we continue mantra, but at the same time also deepen the intellect to ensure that we're understanding, thinking freely, and speaking freely in Krishna's light at the same time.
How can we understand that we're speaking freely and chanting the mantra? There were a lot of components to this proposition or this question.
Okay, I'll try to deepen the question.
Okay, yeah, it's good to be able, so, you know, true eloquence is when you can speak something very concisely. Mitam cha, sharam cha, the essence of what you're saying, in other words.
Okay.
Okay.
So when we have, when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're not necessarily using our intellect. We're cultivating faith, the faith aspect, the bhakta aspect of our life.
All right, yeah.
And we're connecting to Krishna, extending our trust. And how can we, so my question is, how can we also at the same time deepen and develop our intellect so that we have, yes, trust, but also, as we hear from Prabhupada and as we read in the Bhagavad Gita, we need to understand Krishna too.
Well, I mentioned that the more you cultivate reading, hearing these Bhagavatam, the books, and
so
hearing from other more senior persons, then Dridha Shuddha Jar becomes more fixed. So they're non-different. You hear it, and then you simultaneously, it's not something different. You're cultivating the knowledge, and from the knowledge, Tatak vichare kori premadam. The more you study it, you develop love. So you're studying the thing not, I mean, sometimes there's fruits given. Like at the end of the Prithvimara's chapter, it says, if you study this and you're a Brahmin, you'll get this. If you're a Kshatriya, you'll get the kingdom. If you're a Sudra, you'll get this and that. But that's to attract people who aren't pure devotees. This is called Shuti Phal. The fruits, but we're not after those type of fruits. But the fruit itself is to read. Just like they asked Prabhupada, what do you get from chanting Hare Krishna? What was his answer? We chant more. That's what we're getting. Because they're always thinking in terms of some material fruit, but no, we're chanting Hare Krishna again. But we don't just chant Hare Krishna, we study the Shastras. Yes. Yeah, all the that's a famous verse. It says, "Yata guru tata yata devi tata guru." The more you have faith in the guru and Krishna, or Krishna, the guru represents Krishna, guru hoya, guru Krishna rupa hoya, then all the imports of the Vedas, meaning especially Upanishads and all the Puranas, everything is revealed by that. Shraddha Shabdi Vishvas Kohesu Divinishchoy Krishna Bhakti Kohesu. By doing bhakti, one has real faith in bhakti, then he figures everything else is covered. I don't need to get any other knowledge, any other thing. Shraddha Anusari. One, according to one's faith, one becomes a Kanishta or Madhyam or Uttam.
The material intelligence of your first chanting, everything is material. So,
Mike. Give her the mic. No, it's small, but the people who may be listening can't hear it.
Yeah, when we're talking about faith is on a different level on our material intelligence, especially if we're starting out chanting japa. So when we chant, if we're trying to understand everything with our material intelligence, we become very confused. So just by having the faith, the intelligence becomes purified. And like you were saying, with the implicit faith in the Shastras, things will become clear.
In fact, Prabhupada said that specifically when the Bhakti Rasana Sindhu came out, Nectar Devotion, he said, don't come to me, Prabhupada, what is this? He said, just keep reading it. Then you'll relish it more and more. It's not meant that to create doubts, it's meant to get rid of the doubts. So.
I need to read more. And also, so then my next question is, when we're chanting, we're developing our trust. Sometimes trust comes... I'm sorry. We're chanting, we're developing our trust. We're reading, we're developing our trust. But our life doesn't necessarily match Krishna's life yet.
Well, that's everybody. No, so, unless you're Prabhupada or Narad Muni or Bhakti Sananta and Bhakti Vinod, we're all just struggling to get to the point. So we have to hear the examples of these persons again and again and know that it's there, it's there.
It's funny, you keep saying get to the point. I'm wondering if it's a Cedar Point ad. So what I'm saying is, so if we're trying to create our focus, our trust, and our discrimination, our focus, and our life isn't necessarily the same as Krishna's life, and we have our worldly life in this area in the ashram where we're purifying the worldly life, how can we make sure we're not accepting trust from something unwholesome and saying the wrong thing, which is outside of Krishna's will?
Oh.
So how can we discriminate like that?
Well, that's why Prabhupada, not just Prabhupada, but it's recommended that one, Krishna even says in Gita, Satatam Kirtan, one should chant 24 hours. Satatam means always, continually. Then, you know, like most of us met Prabhupada, you know, then we had to do cold turkey, give up everything and then just move in the temple, get up early. And so Prabhupada said, there's no time for your mind to go off on any other thing. Get up, you go to Mangalarti, you chant, and then you go, you know, there's some things to do. You're hearing all day, you might be hearing recordings. We used to go out and chant every day for 6-8 hours. Still people do it, but now it's a, you know, hard time. And so there's no time for any of it. You're tired. I remember when I first joined, we were so tired from doing Harinam that you just could fall asleep immediately, as soon as you know, like that. That's how it's supposed to be. You just sleep, and then you get up, bingo, you get woken up by a loud recording of Prabhupada, and then you're just kind of like, okay, that's it, boom, just like military discipline, Prabhupada said. No time for the mind to have any influence, any mundane thing.
No killing.
Huh?
Military discipline, but no killing.
What's that?
Military discipline, but no killing.
Killing the mind, beating the mind. Anyway, strong bhakti program, like people who are in a strong new bhakti program. Have you ever been in a new bhakti program? First time you lived in the temple?
And I know there's an online class, and I asked about here, and I hear that there might be a new opening within the men's ashram where the bhakti program is starting.
I don't know. Yeah, he mentioned it, but I don't know. I heard it for a year already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought
Acha. Okay, so Haribo, class is over.